All right, everyone, it is Tuesday, December 11th, 2007. It's about time for us to be done with our holiday shopping, and a lot of us are just waiting for the Amazon.com box to show up. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them at www.A2Central.com and by JuiceGS, now taking subscriptions for 2008. Visit them at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Aloha, everyone. Welcome back. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful and, for once in a few weeks, sunny Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can reach us via our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. You can also check us out via email. That address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. On to some listener email. We got comments from Rob, thanking me for upping the schedule on A2 Unplugged. And as I said before, I think that this is the only way I am going to get podcasts out more regularly is by trying to do them weekly. I'm trying to have some time set aside on Sunday and Monday evenings to work on it. One of the Robs said that the price for Assembly Lines, the book, via MSN Shopping is outrageous, and quite frankly, he's right. Link in the show notes. We had one other piece of listener email this episode, and it was from Simon Williams, who wanted us to get the information out on the Retro Challenge winter warm-up. So we will go ahead and do that. We shall put a link in the show notes if we can find the right place for it to be. Also, we had an A2 Unplugged redesign of the website recently, and we're including the buy me a beer area. I don't think so much on A2 Unplugged as much as on some of the other areas, but we had our first virtual beer bought by one of my Kansas Fest buddies, Mike McGinnis, former guest on A2 Unplugged. Thank you very much, Mike. That is very welcomed. Much mahalo. Every little bit counts when it comes to keeping Apple II stuff going, especially stuff that does cost us a few dollars here and there. So it's very, very appreciated. Now, on to our topic for tonight. In the tradition of the last few shows, we are going to be looking at yet another book. This is a book titled Beneath Apple ProDOS, by Don Worth and Peter Lechner, published by Quality Software. The book that I have is November 1988, the fourth printing of Beneath Apple ProDOS. Beneath Apple ProDOS was a follow-up to Beneath Apple DOS, which covered DOS 3.3. Not MS-DOS 3.3, but Apple DOS 3.3. Beneath Apple ProDOS covers, of course, ProDOS. This is a pretty impressively thick tome, although it's really hard to estimate the number of pages in it, given that each page is numbered in the chapter-page convention, rather than just simple sequential page numbers. One of the first things that Beneath Apple ProDOS does is talk about building a better DOS, pointing out some of the flaws of DOS 3.3, while it also points out DOS's deficiencies like speed and ProDOS's advantages like support for a real-time clock. It will also point out things that are sacrificed in going from DOS 3.3 to ProDOS, things like file name length. You could have some wildly long file name lengths in Apple DOS 3.3, and you could also have special characters in those file names like control characters. Tying into our previous two books, Beneath Apple ProDOS discusses assembly language programming and ProDOS. It also discusses customizing ProDOS by adding custom commands, and also discusses how to write device drivers. Now, remember that ProDOS stands for Professional Disk Operating System. And like Apple DOS 3.3, which is also a disk operating system, ProDOS is largely that. It's mostly meant for dealing with disks and volumes. This is unlike the newer GSOS or more modern operating systems like Linux or Windows or Mac OS X or even Mac OS 9, where it's more of an OS being an operating system rather than a DOS being a disk operating system. So Beneath Apple ProDOS focuses on disks mostly. It has some extensive appendices which give lots and lots of sample code. For those of us who are into doing programming, sample code is good. It also gives a lot of information on, of all things, copy protection. It has a glossary, which makes it one of the few computer books I've picked up recently outside of the Dummy series that has a glossary. And it has the all-important index. Now, Beneath Apple ProDOS has been out of print for quite some time. I happen to have been lucky enough to pick up a copy, I believe, a few years back at a Kansas Fest. And if I recall correctly, it was from Mike Westerfield of Byteworks. So that was quite some time ago, because unfortunately we haven't seen Mike at a KFest in a few years. However, the Lost Classics project, run by Howard Katz, was able to gain permission to make Beneath Apple ProDOS freely available in PDF format. So even though it's very difficult to find this book in the physical form, it is available freely. Although the question, where is it available freely, needs to be asked. It's no longer on the a2central.com servers, and both a Google and archive.org search showed nothing. I know I have a copy on CD around here somewhere that I got at a Kansas Fest a few years back from Sean from Iowa. I am just not sure where that CD is. I have to do some searching for it. One of the disadvantages of this book is one that I've talked about in other books. It is not comb bound. It is a regular paperback. So that makes it very difficult to lie flat when I'm working on the computer. Also, my copy is a bit stiff. It's been unopened for a while. While I do enjoy this book and I do think it's really valuable, it's one of those reference type of books that I may not see very often. In the end, I'd like to say that if you can find a copy, be it electronic or physical, Beneath Apple ProDOS is absolutely a great book for the Apple II 8-bit enthusiasts, and is even more valuable for the Apple II 8-bit programmer. It has some great historical value in dealing with things like copy protection, and it has a lot of practical value with its code listings and explaining ProDOS as well as possible. If I was grading this book the way people grade movies, I'd be giving it 2 thumbs up. And that's it for this week's episode. A little bit shorter. It's been a rough week for me. I am just trying to get into the habit of us putting out a podcast every week. I will say that I really, really appreciate the listener email that we got, and I'm looking forward to more of that. I even more appreciate the tip from Mike McGinnis. My hat's off to you, Mike. You are a class act. No questions about it. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, the all-new A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, for helping to bring this podcast to you. Please visit them on the web at www.a2central.com. And JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. My buddy up in Massachusetts, Ken Gagne, is taking subscriptions from 2008. I've already given you my money, Ken, and I am betting that JuiceGS in 2008 will be worth that many times over. Check them out on the web at www.juice.gs. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll see you again in a week. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is at www.a2unplugged.com. Our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. One more thing before I leave. I was asked about Carrington Vanston, the host of the quote-unquote other Apple II podcast, the original Apple II podcast, 1 megahertz. I don't know where Carrington is. Carrington, if you're out there and you hear me, people are wondering about you. So shout out somewhere that you're alive and hopefully well. I certainly hope that is the case. Mālama pono, ahui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha and good night.